This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea is reporting no new fever cases for the first time since it abruptly admitted to its first COVID outbreak and placed its 26 million people under more draconian restrictions in May. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The government said today it had found zero fever patients in the latest 24-hour period. The country's death count remains at 74, a mortality rate that would be the world's lowest if true. There have been widespread outside doubts about North Korean statistics. Some experts say the government has likely manipulated the scale of illness and death to help leader Kim Jong-un maintain absolute control. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine has demanded Russia be held accountable for a missile attack that killed dozens of Ukrainian prisoners of war at a Russian-operated detention facility in eastern Ukraine. The Ukrainian government on Saturday called on the United Nations and the International Committee of the Red Cross to immediately investigate Friday's attack, with international outrage building over the missile strike. The United Nations pledged support to help investigate the prison attack. Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of carrying out the attack. Neither claim could be independently verified. So far, no international aid organizations have been granted access to the bombed-out site. The Red Cross requested access to help evacuate the wounded. At least 25 people, including four children, have died in floods unleashed by torrential rains in eastern Kentucky in the United States. The state's governor said Saturday that more fatalities are expected. President Joe Biden declared a major disaster in Kentucky on Friday, allowing federal funding to be allocated to the state. This is VOA News.